from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Close scrutiny and a healthy dose of skepticism are being advised by Timmins police in response to two unsettling posts on social media. They both claim that dangerous men are talking their way into Timmins homes and then attacking the women inside. Communications coordinator Mark DePazzi points out that if that were true, TPS would have issued warnings. He says social media is a useful tool when it's used responsibly and not to create undue alarm.
In these instances, there seems to be some element of mischief attached, and we're thankful that the vast majority of persons who are on social media use it for its intended purpose.
One of the fake posts making the rounds right now has been traced to the African country of Zimbabwe. Our region is still being protected from forest fires by a sufficient amount of rain and a lack of consecutive hot, dry days. Ministry of Natural Resources Forest Fire Information Officer Evan Lizotte says that doesn't mean we can be lax with fire.
Even with the wet weather, we still would like to promote safe burning. So, you know, we would always like to remind the public to use caution when performing any outdoor burning to dispose of yard waste or woody debris.
Lizotte suggests composting instead or bring that waste to the nearest municipal landfill site. Must be construction season in the north. Here's another project beginning next week. It will see the bridge on Bruce Avenue in South Porcupine replaced. City Hall says the new one will incorporate space for pedestrians to walk on, so the existing pedestrian bridge to the north will be demolished. The work should continue into the fall, during which time traffic will be detoured onto Golden Avenue because Bruce will be closed from Legion Drive to Goldmine Road. $750,000 is a nice boost to any fundraising project. And in the case of Sainte-Coutrelle-la-Ronde, it means construction can begin on its new building. The $750,000 is a donation by gold mining company Agnico Eagle. That puts Laronde's fundraising total at about $6.2 million. Executive Director Lisa Bertrand says the pandemic has provided a lot of ups and downs to the building project.
We thought we were able to build and then set back with COVID and the fundraising campaign. And then we were ready and then the prices went up.
Those rising costs of building pushed the project value from $6.5 million to more than $7 million. The new building should be ready at about this time next year. It's going up on the site of the former La Ronde, which had to be torn down following a fire in 2015. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.